This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What a good idea that is. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here, Monday through Friday. So all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. And there are lots of ways of getting in touch. You can email me. You can Facebook me. But the best way is always just to call me, just because then I can get the most information from you. Not to mention it's sort of much more fun to hear some voice other than mine. And, well, in this particular case, we get a brand new voice today. Nate, you want to say hi to your mom?
Hi, Mom.
There we go. And poor Nate has been awake for like a gazillion hours. He had to work the overnights, huh? So imagine no matter how grim you think your Monday is, think about poor Nate. He comes in, he's got a new host, I guess hostess, but that doesn't really change much. And he comes into a new situation, and are you caffeine wired at this moment?
No, I don't.
You're
really
not a caffeine boy?
Actually, you know what? I did have a soda a couple hours ago, but I don't drink
coffee. Was it like Coke?
Yes, a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, well, that's caffeine.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
So it's so we'll try and keep you awake for the next couple of hours. So, folks, that's part of your job, too, to come up and say, you know, we come up and say, hi, Nate, are you awake? And if we hear snoring, we have to assume it's him, not me. I mean, that's what we have to assume. And we know that Shane is having a great time because he already sent me an email over the weekend showing me the foliage having changed. So pretty cool, huh?
It's beautiful out.
Yeah, yeah. So I think you're going to get probably, he says that the city itself really doesn't have anything. But he said going farther north that there was actually some foliage change, so that's good. Let's see, over the weekend, The Maze, which is based on a young adult novel, kicked Liam's butt, not to put, like, almost three times more box office, which, you know, I missed The Maze because I was sick, to be quite honest. I was supposed to go see it, and I don't know, so I'll go see it. But it didn't do terrifically well. I made 30-some million, but it was Liam made 13, and Jane Fonda nearly kicked his butt. She made 12. So, as I said, I like Liam Neeson a lot. I hated that movie. I just thought it was misogynistic, too long, hard to follow, and just incredibly violent. And, you know, really unpleasant. So didn't like that much at all. Like, not at all. So it's not that we are praying's the wrong word. It's not that we hope for you know, other people to not do well. It's just that it just was a despicable movie. And we were not crazy about despicable movies doing well. So there, ha ha ha. And I saw a remake over the weekend of, a revival, we don't call them remakes, revival of This Is Our Youth, which was the Kenneth Lagerman play that was, I think it was, first came out in the 80s, so it's almost 30 years old. This one stars Michael Cera, which everybody knows from movies, and Kiernan Culkin, and Tabby Gibbonson. Tabby Gibbonson apparently is a big deal in the teen world. She has a blog about fashion. And she's just cute as a button. She's really cute. And it's not that she's a bad actress per se. It's that I don't know if she was badly directed or they just said, we can't hear you. So she screamed her entire part, which is very tiring and not much having to do with the character. But and Kiernan Culkin, who's Macaulay's brother, I hadn't seen in all that many things, but he's terrific. He really stole the movie out from underneath everybody. So that was, it's always fun. You know, live theater is always fun. So there we go. So, Nate, are you a moviegoer at all or not?
Not too often. I think the last one I saw was the Muppets movie with my daughter, which was, what, four years ago now?
Well, there's been another one since, but there have been a bunch since, but like you're
yep.
sort of, do you rent DVDs?
No, I Netflix.
Well, that's the same.
Yes.
Yeah. So, is there a recent movie that you've seen? No.
You know, lately I've just been catching up on The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. I've been too much movies. Though I did see John Dies in the End, which is just a beautifully hilarious mock horror film. That was pretty awesome.
Well, I can tell we're not going to be going to movies together anytime soon. All right. So one of the things that that Shane left us with before he took off for his vacay was an article about rejection, which is actually kind of a very interesting topic as far as I'm concerned, because there was actually a book called, I think it was called Rejection, that came out maybe 20 years ago. And what it did was it had all these famous people, including Fred Astaire and Clark Gable. So you can tell it was, I think it actually had come out, as I said, about 20 years ago, but it was about famous people who'd been rejected. And the one with Clark Gable said, big ears can act a little. You know, so when he went on to be a huge movie star, with Fred Astaire, it said, I think similar, it said skinny, big, his ears stick out, and he can dance a little. So the idea being that rejection is just somebody else's opinion, and that you can, when someone says something to you about that they're not crazy about, first of all, I think it's always a good idea to listen, because sometimes, even though it doesn't feel very good, there can be a moment of wisdom or truth or something in there that's very valuable to know. And if we just get our feelings hurt whenever anybody says anything that's less than positive, we're going to miss out on some valuable information, because, well, some people are probably kind of mean. Let's face it. I think most people are not. And it takes a certain amount of courage to actually say something to somebody that's not positive. So the idea being that being willing to listen, and you don't have to take it to heart, and you certainly don't have to be devastated by it, but being willing to hear somebody saying something that's not completely positive can be a very valuable learning experience. So number one, I think viewing rejection is just somebody else's opinion, and you don't like everybody, right? And so everybody's not necessarily going to like you. And even when they like you, they may be, I mean, I think one of the hallmarks of a valuable friend is somebody who'll say, yeah, that makes your butt look big. Yeah, you don't want to buy that. As opposed to somebody who will say anything to make you comfortable and them comfortable, but it has no ring of truth in it, so that you're going to get caught. It's not a very good idea. So the idea is when, you know, what we felt rejected about, and when we felt rejected. And the article that that we sort of started with here says that that the major source of the major time of rejection is middle school. And I think presumably that's partially because that's just such kind of a snotty time. It's kind of when people are their most, a lot of changes have, for example, I think the article about Mean Girls was written about middle school kids as opposed to high school kids. By the time high school happens, I think people have gotten off into cliques a little bit more. So there's a little less of that global rejection. But Nate, do you remember anything in particular where you felt that somebody rejected you when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I mean, more it was like bully kind of stuff, which was, it totally felt like rejection.
Give me an example. Whoops. Well, I'll tell you what, you can give me an example when we come back. I'll give you a moment. Shane should have warned you. This is part of the fun of being with me after you've been awake all night, is being asked really incredibly cool but rude questions. All right, it's Nate and me. We'll hear what he felt about rejection when we return, and you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-9.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so there's nobody saying I'm coming back. I just tell myself I'm coming back, huh? Okay.
Sure.
All right, I'm here. There we go.
Hey.
Woo. All right. So we were talking about rejection. Do you remember middle school? Did you go to middle school?
Yep, it's true.
All right, so what do you remember about it?
Well, see, there was definitely rejection as a big thing. I am a child of divorced parents, so that was about the time when they were getting very close to that, and I definitely felt a little bit of rejection from that.
Did you feel it from them or from your classmates? Or both?
Kind of from them more than my classmates. Because my classmates didn't really know what was going on, and I didn't talk to too many people about it at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember about that. Probably the most. It's funny because I hadn't really thought about it, and my first impulse was, well, you know, middle school is just such a traumatic time that you've gone from literally. I mean, it really is a transition. That high school, I think, tends to focus more on cliques and the beginning of romantic involvements. And elementary school is just, you know, I think we're still more or less kids. So it's that middle school that. That gets things really complicated, of which clique you're in, and I remember two things from that time in my life. First of all, that sarcasm really wasn't very workable, that everybody would hate you, because I was quick, and I thought it was just hilarious to make these kind of funny jokes, and what it turns out was that everybody would uniformly hate you. So I learned really quickly that being quick was not necessarily an advantage, that you really need to be able to censor. But the other thing I remember, and I suppose this falls right kind of in that trough of a boy, and it turns out, I found out many years later at a reunion, that these two guys had really arm wrestled for my attention. And one of them had actually broken the other's arm. But I didn't really, and they became best friends, but it turns out that they were fighting over me, which I didn't realize until, you know, like 3,000 years later. And it was and I just thought they both hated me because they referred to me as Miss Turnpike, no curves in sight. And I was the same height at 12 that I am now, which is just about 5'8", just under 5'8". And have always been relatively thin, and was certainly, no one is ever going to confuse me with Marilyn Monroe. And so I thought, you know, and that when they called me Miss Turnpike, I thought, well, that was kind of cool. That was, you know, and then they told me it was no curves in sight. And I remember, I mean, you could tell, I mean, I'm a grown-up human being, and I've certainly had other rejections. I mean, I'm in a business of rejection, right? But that was the one I remember. And, you know, when someone talks about rejection, that's the one that pops up. And it turned out, which I didn't understand at the time, that they were both just trying to get my attention. That they both had sort of, I don't know, crushes or something, which I swear to you, I had no inkling of. None. Not one. But I think that's part of how boys deal with sort of attraction to girls when you're, you know, 12 or 13 years old. And I was a little bit younger than my classmates. So I skipped a grade, and my birthday is at the end of October. So I was young. Usually you had to turn, whatever, 5 or 6 or something by September 1st or 15th, and I hadn't. So I was young and then skipped a grade. So I was sometimes almost 2 years younger than my classmates. But I was tall, so... But that's the rejection I remember. So the idea being that this is a particularly vulnerable time of life, and I'm not sure exactly what the point of it is, because except that we are, you know, that we are sort of, I'm not sure scarred is exactly the right way, but I think it's the things that we remember the most. So maybe as parents, one of the things that we can remember is how it was for us. And because I think parents tend to develop a certain amount of amnesia about things that are just literally too painful. You know, we forget things that are too painful to remember. And when your kid comes home and says, well, everybody hates me, first of all, get the specifics. And ask them what they want to do about it, how they feel about it, as opposed to just saying, well, don't pay any attention, or you're... I can remember my mother saying, oh, honey, you're beautiful. And I knew I wasn't beautiful. I knew my mother loved me, but that was not a very helpful thing for your mother to say you were beautiful when you knew very well that you were not. So it turns out that... that maybe rejection is something we need to pay a bit more of attention to as parents and maybe as educators, and sort of reminding our kids that it's an unfortunate and painful thing to go through, but it's pretty common. And therefore to remember exactly what it was, because the specificity can actually be some of the comfort from it, of, okay, well, so I actually did develop girl parts, you know, or I guess girl part sounds like the wrong part, but, you know, that I wasn't, you know, it turns out that the body that I had when I was about 15 was not considered particularly great when you're 15, but now it is, so that's not so bad. And sort of pointing that out to adolescents is that things will not be the same forever as they are then. But it's an interesting phenomenon. All right, so let's see what do we have people on Facebook who wanted to talk about rejection. Oh, wait a minute, we've got Helen.
Yep.
Who's going to talk with us? All righty, fair enough. Well done, Nate. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I just wanted to say junior high, as I remember it, also involved differences in that we had to change schools. And
yep.
In order to change schools at our town, our city, they happened to have the feed from four different grade schools into like a junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And the unfortunate thing is, you just mentioned the word education or educators. And unfortunately, the school board, in their wisdom, the feed included the people from the lake who were real rich and had really nice clothes with the poor kids from my
yeah.
area who were from an industrial area
yeah.
and a lot of them on, you know, public assistance and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it just set up a difficult situation.
But Helen, you point out something, you point out two really important issues, whether you call it junior high school or middle school,
right.
the change, that you've been with those same kids for presumably either 5 or 6 years, right? Either from first
right.
to sixth grade or first to fifth, and then there's a change, and second of all, the feed comes from different areas,
right.
and third of all, that economic change, which I think is nearly ubiquitous. Good point, and I think that sort of tends to exacerbate it a bit. Well, good point, Helen. You've become my sociologist of the day. Thank you, ma'am. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-9.
You're running your business. And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I won't reject you, even though, because this is not middle school and I'm not a mean girl. But I think Helen's point about that middle school has three factors that we really need to pay attention to. Number one, it's a change. You're moving people from a time where they spent a whole long time together to one where it's new. It's a new building. It's new teachers. Second of all, it's a feed. So the middle school is almost always has a number of different elementary schools, whether it's junior high or middle school, feeding into it. And third of all, that there are differences, and they're quite often economic differences. And I think that may be actually intentional. I really do think that it's one of those things that is not coincidental, but in fact part of how institutions work, of sort of mixing rich kids and poor kids. But it certainly can create some awarenesses, some sense of what's okay and what's not okay. But it's one of the reasons that I'm one of those people who really thinks that there should be national service at 18 for everybody. A lot of people think that that's what really was responsible for integration in this country, is the armed services, which I know were not integrated for a while, but exposure to people of different economic levels, intellectual levels, educational levels. It's, you know, it's how we become more aware and more accepting. All right, so Nate, this is a phone call that we're not taking because it has
Correct.
Nothing to do with... Got it. Okay.
So you have some other ones prepared.
Pardon me? All right, so do you want to talk about some other people on Facebook?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Who are talking about rejection?
Yes.
I think we need to get you another Coca-Cola.
Well,
wake up, Nate.
Oh, jeez. Well, are you looking for some of these commenters on the Facebook
yes.
here?
Yes.
Looks like...
The people to be
rejection. Oh, I like this one. Rejection has no age. I'm born till you die.
Whoa! True, but the question is, when does it make the most difference? And I think the answer, well, at least this was kind of an informal poll. It was somebody who had a blog. And one of the nice things, I suppose, about having access to people, we do it every once in a while, but I don't pretend it's scientific because you've already got a reference factor, you know, the people who listen to the program or whatever. So, I mean, saying it's like Dear Abby did a question about 25 years ago and said, if you had it to do all over again, would you have children? And the results were sort of shocking in that 75% of people who responded said no. But that doesn't mean that if you had a large enough pool of people and you asked them all individually if they had to do it over again, would they have children? Because there's a self-referential and well, referential more than anything else, not necessarily reverential. And the idea of, as we know, that people tend to be more negative, they have, it's something we talked about last week, of having a negative point of view tends to have more of an energy supply behind it than just a positive one. So it may not be that 75% of all people, if they had 75% of all parents, if they had to do it all over again, would not have children. But that people who are angry or upset with their children or feeling rejected or unhappy at that moment are more likely to write than people who feel perfectly okay. Or may just be having a bad day with their kid, but understand that that's all it is. So. All right, let's see what else we got. So rejection at any age, any time, anywhere. I just think we're better able to sort of deal with it, partially because our ego is more intact, that we, you know, during those middle years, we're still trying to figure out who we are. And when you're in the process of trying to figure out who you are, people's opinion matters, I think, a lot more than it does once you figure out that, okay, yeah, you're right, that I'm... I have a silly sense of humor, but that's okay, that's who I am. Or, you know, okay, so I'm a little overweight, so okay, you know, it's my body, I'm okay about it, as opposed to in middle school, no, I can't believe you said that about me. All right, what else we got?
Yeah, it's kind of like a lot of people do, they mention the middle school ages, but it is like rejection, lots of comments are about how they still feel rejection, and
well,
some don't feel like
give me
it's
the
changed,
specifics. So. Give me the specifics of what people are talking about.
The amount of rejection I feel hasn't changed.
Oh dear!
But it's nice when you grow enough that it doesn't affect you.
Well, wait a minute. Read that again, because
yeah.
That seems to me a contradiction.
Yes, exactly.
Lay it on me again.
The amount of rejection I feel hasn't changed, but it's nice when you grow enough that it doesn't affect you.
That sounds like a family issue to me. You know, that they're still sort of trying to deal with getting mom or dad to approve of your behavior a bit. Maybe not, but you know, if someone said that the amount that is leveled toward you, but that isn't what the responder said. Is they said what they feel.
Yeah.
They say, call me about that one, folks. There may be some help I can help you. All right, what else we got?
From that same topic,
Yeah. Hmm. That's where we're going to stay on that topic.
Word. Okay. Oh, I like this. 12 to 14 were the worst years for me. I have never experienced so much rejection in my life. To 7th and 8th grade girls, ignoring and belittling each other is a pastime.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was actually an article written about, I think it was in New York Magazine about 10 years ago, called Mean Girls, and the Tina Fey movie was actually based on that article.
I didn't know it was based on the article.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
It was. The idea being that age group is particularly vicious, and you can see why. I mean, it's exactly for the issues that Helen said, plus we're talking about developmental issues. So puberty is hitting kids basically at that age. So you've got the move away from parental support and approval. You've got the move away from whatever the comfort level was of elementary school and the kids that you knew and the teachers you knew and the kids you grew up with. So you've got moving into a larger venue. You've got kids that you haven't known before, and you have presumably more people there. And as Helen pointed out, it can quite often be more of a potpourri of different economics, different sociabilities, different religions. And I think that was always part of the point of middle school, that it was not accidental that was what was happening, the idea of helping kids to broaden their perspective about what it is to be human and whatever. And then in addition to that, you've got puberty hitting you. So all of a sudden, girls being interested in boys and boys being interested in girls. And we know that historically and sociologically that girls tend to be aware earlier. They become a little more sophisticated a little sooner than boys. I know, Nate, I'm sorry to break this to you.
I know that. Well,
yeah. Yeah. Especially once you have kids. And so that girls focus on that competition for boys with each other. And so that whole thing of girls being in a clique. And again, I remember that there were two cliques, and I didn't really want to be in either. And so I would go back and forth between them with my little sense of humor intact, which was a little sarcastic. So everybody rejected me. It was great. There was no particular, and I thought, well, this is great. You know, I don't have to be in any particular group, and I can, and so I, you know, I probably had the idea that everybody would like. I don't even think I thought that everybody would like me. I just thought I didn't want to be in any particular group. I've never been very good at group things. That just, you know, I was always interested in, that I always liked the people, but I didn't particularly want to be confined to a particular group, and that's been true from my whole life, probably from the fallout of being from a large family. I didn't want to be considered part of a group. And man, that's a treacherous path to trod, because you don't even have your buds to protect your back. There was nobody. But it does make you a bit more self-reliant. And I also sort of fell into Helen's phenomenon as well. And then I moved around. By the time I graduated from high school, I'd been to 10 different schools because my family moved around a lot. So it was that combination of, but it does make you self-reliant. It doesn't make you immune to it at all, but it does make you kind of a little bit more self-reliant, of understanding that somehow you have to be able to run your own life by rules that make sense to you. But not the world's easiest or most fun lesson to learn, so especially at that age, and especially when I was a little bit younger. All right, so we'll talk a little bit more about rejection. Phone line available to you, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. Good time to call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. So let's finish up our last rejection, then we can move on to universal acceptance. Although I must tell you, I think the idea of unconditional love is, I think that's divine. I don't think that that's something human beings actually practice, and nor should they necessarily. I mean, unconditional love says it has nothing to do with you, which in some ways is rejecting. It says, I'm a better person than you are. And certainly on a divine basis, that makes some sense. On an interpersonal basis, not so much. Because then, well, we may feel, in theory, that someone may love us no matter what we do. We do have the sense that they don't like us very much. And in some ways, that like may be as important, if not more so, than the love part. So rejection, I mean, rejection is part of how we socialize people, that parents say to a kid, not that I reject you, but I don't like your behavior very much when you have a temper tantrum, or when you throw things, or when you beat up on your little sister, or when you say, I try not to leave bruises. Oh, never mind, that was a little... I can't believe Reggie Bush really said that. I'm sure that's not what he meant. It's okay to beat up on a one-year-old as long as you don't leave bruises. What was that? I don't know. And I can't believe Roger Goodell is still commissioner. I don't know. He's got to know where the bodies are buried. When I watched part of the news conference, because it happened after we were off the air on Friday, and when someone was sort of asking him about the independent law firm that's investigating the NFL, which happens to have ties to the NFL, including dealing with some of their legal issues. I don't know. I suppose there are more important things to worry about than the NFL at this moment, although I'm not sure that there are a whole lot more important things to worry about than domestic violence. And it turns out one of the things that that Nate actually sent me today has to do with objectification, and, you know, the more a man views a woman in terms of how she looks, her body parts, the more likely domestic violence is to be a coercive factor in the relationship, which is kind of not surprising but kind of alarming. All right, let's finish up. What's our last statement about rejection, Nate?
I kind of find it interesting because it's basically summing up the things again we said. It says teenage years, and then I'm finding 50s plus. So there's those very strong years when we are like thinking that we figured it out, but why is it getting so easy once you're older?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I was going to say that's probably a woman, but that may not be the case, because I think in our society that we value youth over age, especially in women, about how they look. But for men, I think men are sort of falling into the same horrible trap on an economic basis, because in a stressed economy, and I think whatever else you can say, even though the stock market is an all-time high, but I would still argue that most people would say that the economy, in fact, is stressed. It may be healthy in some segments, but it is still not kind of bubbling along in the way I think that most people would have it bubble. That they're feeling that there are younger people behind them, that they're in danger of losing their job. If they lose their job, they're never find a job again. Women working has certainly put additional stress on a lot of men. So and I think that's the whole point, is that when you've got a stable situation, that rejection is going to be less likely to impact you. It's when everything is in play, everything is in motion, that there is a lot of stress, that there's nothing very stable, that you're going to be much more susceptible to rejection, to other people's opinion. I refer to it as having a safe place to stand. When you feel, I've used the example before. When I first moved here, I didn't know anybody, and I was my expenses had doubled and my income had dropped by 50%, which meant essentially a quarter of the spending power that I'd had, you know, the week before, and I didn't know anybody, and I was working overnights. And so what I did, which is very classic me, is I wandered around the city a lot, so I had the sense of bearings, so I wasn't so geographically lost. And then I went and found a place to work out. And lamentably, with my luck, I found a place that Baryshnikov worked out. So there are all these anorexic 19-year-olds who could take their left leg and put it twice around their little scrawny necks. And I felt like one of the elephants from Fantasia. But I just stuck with it. And what I would do is I'd stand in the back of the room in my little tattered, you know, workout gear, because I sure was, I didn't have the money to invest. I certainly wasn't going to invest in something I was already lousy at, and would say, yeah, but I have a PhD. Now, you could argue with a great deal of regularity and sensibility that a PhD has nothing to do with working out, but it was my safe place to stand. And we all need that safe place to stand so that we can put ourselves in a position that seems perilous, whether it's rejection or uncertainty or whatever it is. And to the extent that, you know, that at some point I got good enough that I could actually teach the class, which wasn't really the point. The point was just to find something to do that I had some control over, because there was so much I didn't have control over. So I think we all need a safe place to stand, and adolescence doesn't have much of that. And hopefully as we grow into our adulthood, we can find safe places, whether it's I have a PhD, or I work out, or I know something, or hopefully we don't necessarily look to other people. We don't say, well, I have a beautiful child or a beautiful grandchild or a beautiful house, that we sort of confine it more within our own abilities as opposed to our roles. But I think that's what allows us to take risks and to sort of do things and to withstand other people's opinion, and even to go against whatever the common sort of sense is, if it doesn't make any sense to us. So, because rejection, again, is just somebody else's opinion, and they're entitled to theirs, you're entitled to yours, but it's going to be probably less harmful to you, or less damaging to you, or less undermining to you, if you have a clear sense of your own being in that safe place to stand, which is, and if there's ever a time that defines not having a safe place to stand, it's probably adolescence, or especially early adolescence. So that's why rejection is such a big deal, and why we tend to be affected by things that occur then that in retrospect may not have been that big a deal, but it's a combination of our age and our insecurities and our sense of an unformed psyche and unformed perception of ourselves. And so, but I mean, that's why adulthood was invented. Yay, love adulthood. Can eat dessert before your dinner if you want to. Don't even have to eat dinner if you don't want to. Yay, hot fudge sundaes for everyone. Okay, that was a little extreme, but you get the point. All right, when we come back, we have time to take your phone call about whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3756-9. I also thought I'd tell you about the latest in sleep research, which is, we'll talk a little bit about sleep and why I'm such a fan of it. Yay, sleep. 855-99-DR-JOY, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771.
800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.